Tuesday, March 28th. Kissinger returned last night and was in this morning to discuss the Russian trip, some of the plans for that, and that led into the whole business of Israeli situation. He makes the point now that we should really clobber the Israelis, but we should wait till after the election to do it, which is kind of funny because that's the line he used all through 1970 to stall off any action, and now he's doing the same thing again. The president has said all along that he knew that's what Henry would do. He does have some merit to his argument, however, because there's a problem in chopping the Israelis before the election and what we gain, and we're better off to set it up and then move afterwards. The president's feeling, however, is that he doesn't want to leave office without making the Israeli deal, and he wants to make it at the Soviet summit so that we get the Soviets out of the Middle East and out of the Mediterranean. I think Henry feels we can do that, but still not move overtly vis-a-vis Israel until right before or just after the election. AT&T was a big item. The president this morning felt that we probably should pull a plug on Kleindienst using the device we had talked about of having him issue a blast and an ultimatum that if they don't clear him by April 15th, he's going to ask that his name be withdrawn. The president is convinced that he can't be confirmed now and that somehow we've got to cut our losses. We haven't been handling the case well all the way along. And there's no point in struggling along with it any further. He had me talk to Ehrlichman about it, and then John felt it was probably the right thing to do. Our group decided to try and close the hearings tomorrow by a vote, but there's a problem there in that Marty and Mitchell are against that and are pushing for some other tactic. Also, Mansfield's now issued an ultimatum that if they end the hearings, he'll put a hold on the vote. The president feels we have to end the hearings, and since we can't get a vote to kill a filibuster, we are really basically stuck. McGregor met with Eastland, and Eastland said he was reluctant to push tomorrow for a vote in the committee because it would kill Kleindienst, but he would do it if it's our decision. He made a commitment to McGregor that he would do this. Said first, though, he must hear from two witnesses, the lawyer who interrogated Dita Beard and the typist Lichtman. Oreska and McGregor are engineering the motion to terminate. They think it will probably barely pass. There will be a huge scream from the Democrats, but we've got to do it anyway. Colson's afraid the Republicans will get antsy and that they're afraid to do it and that they probably won't get tough and Eastland will back down. So we're trying to figure out how best we come out, whether we try to... The best thing, of course, would be to confirm Kleindienst, but not at the price of 30 days more hearings. The other thing is to sacrifice Kleindienst in a blaze of glory if we have a confrontation against which we can do it, or a provocation. This afternoon, President had Connolly into the EOB for a two-hour session, and the first hour was discussing international monetary policy and Connolly's concern about taxes and the Democrats' phony push for tax reform. But then he got into the AT&T thing, and he thinks our Kleindienst ultimatum play is a very bad move because it'll be seen through as what it is, and thinks instead that we should just take a flat Kleindienst withdrawal if we accept the fact that he can't be confirmed. There was some discussion also today about the busing follow-up, the president feeling that, and quite rightly, that we haven't really gotten anything done on this. He wants Ehrlichman to get at it as soon as he gets back. There's a lot of good stuff for the South, but we need to get it told, and it obviously hasn't been. they haven't called in the Southern congressman, for instance, to brief on busing and on how it affects them. End of March 28th.